Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 3rd, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my illustrious co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
Antoine, you seem much perkier. I think this not working 24-7 is really, really, doing some good things for you.
A bit. It's helping.
Have you actually managed to touch a model in the last week?
Yes, I did. I've been working on two commissions.
Nice.
Not as much as I wanted, because I did painting, but house painting instead of miniature painting. But still.
Antoine's back on track. Good to hear it. All right. So let's see what we got going this week. First up, let's talk about our events.
Before we jump into the list, I just want to mention that the registration for the ND Open are closed now. However, if you want to show up during the day for the painting contest, you can still do so. During the day, there's no pre-registration for it, so you can show anytime you want. That's for May 7th Figurine Quebec Painting Contest in Montreal.
All right.
Yeah.
We may have wanted to discuss that before you cut me off while I was talking, but that's okay.
We can re-record that part.
It's all good. It's part of the natural flow of our conversation.
Yeah.
We'll go with it.
I just realized I cut that too quickly.
It's all good. So let's get on to the rest of the events. I've lost my place in the dock. Here we go. So yeah, Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th to the 21st.
So, big convention in Ottawa, Age of Sigmar, 40k, War Machine Hordes, X-Wing, Batman. There's even a garage sale, so you can find more information on their website, which we'll link in the show notes, which is capitalcitybloodbath.com. That's run by our friends from Canhammer and OnePlus Armor.
Nice. And that wraps up our events section. So, which takes us right into news. So first up, as always, we're going to go with our non-crowdfunding news. And we have quite a few interesting things here this week. So first up, Privateer Press has some new releases.
Yes, this month they have a bunch of resculpts. So out of the 5 model releases we have releasing now, 4 of those are resculpts. And they are some nice ones. Grizzled Broadsong, which is one of the first warlocks for the Trollbloods, and a really static model. The new one is really interesting. I really like it a lot.
You know, I like the model. I hate the Trollblood female faces.
Oh yeah,
they look like someone took a blob of Play-Doh and like poked two eyes in it and made a mouth. You know, like,
oh, that's Trollbloods.
I know. <general. laughs> I know, and it doesn't bother me as much with the men as with the females. But you know, given the aesthetic of the faction, it's understandable. The model is gorgeous. I love the pose. I love the details in the armor. Even like the cracks down in the hammerhead. Mm-hmm. Right? I think that's awesome.
So other model which are resculpted, Proteus, which is a Legion war beast, the Thunderhead, which is a Signar warjack.
He's no more on the wheels of steel. He's no longer DJing. What's going on?
That's true. And Grand Creator Severius, which is a Protectorate Warcaster. There's only one new model, which is a Solus Void Tracer for the Retribution.
Who looks like he should be an Infinity, not a War Machine.
Almost.
Yeah. He's got that whole kind of like super smooth carapacey armor thing. I think I'm going to pick up Grand Scrutator Severius for that day that I decide to start painting my men off again.
Mm-hmm.
Or playing them.
It's a nice model.
It is. And I don't own Severius. I own like 5 million Krioses. You know, a bunch of Fiora ones, and no Severiuses, so.
It's a good one to start with.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in Mark III.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean the model.
Oh, the model's a nice model. Absolutely.
I know we both don't really care about the rules. Anyway, so.
Next up, Croissant Miniatures. 15mm Fungal Legion.
So, that's my funny pick of the week. It's a small army for legitimate thing or any other smaller scale armies. It's a bunch of mushrooms. That's what it is. So they're all hit or miss, I would say, except the other, like Mushroom Lord or the Ferngull Lord, which is cool. That one I really like. It looks like a giant mushroom with a face holding a stick. He's angry and...
It's like if Yoda was a mushroom, this is what he'd look like.
Yeah. I like that one a lot. The rest... I don't really care, but that one looks cool. That one I would paint just for fun.
Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of Infinity, Corvus Belli has some new releases.
Yeah, see, they have a bunch of new releases. The first one is a new starter for the Yujing. It's a Imperial Service Sectorial Starter Pack. They also have a new model for the Ariana, which is the Kazakh Spetsnaz, something like that. Combined Army, a Yagwat Strike Infantry, which is a Morat model, and a Reverent Healer for the Nomad. And lastly, that's a giant model, which is a Magariba Guard. I don't know if it's a tag or a drone or a... however sort they work in that game, yeah. But it's really, really big. It's a giant four-legged walker with what's
scorpion-looking.
Yeah, right? Scorpion-looking, but the tail looks like the top of a mad cat from MechWarrior.
Yeah, it makes me think more of something out of Heavy Gear.
Yes.
Like one of the Striders. Than, But it is cool-looking. It is very cool-looking. You know, I have to say, and Yom is going to get me on this one, I'm looking at these models, and man, that was it. You said it was a Yujing starter?
Yes.
Those look pretty sweet. Oh, those look pretty sweet.
Nice use of yellow and well painted.
Yeah, the yellow and green work so well together. I'm tempted.
But think about the play, too.
What? Yeah, when does that ever stop me?
I know.
Anyway, moving along, Weird Miniatures has made Malifaux 2.0 free.
And that's it. You can find the rules now on DriveThruRPG, and you can download them for free now, so you don't have to buy the edition. Everything will be available in PDF form, which is cool. Just get the game easier to get into, and many companies are doing so now. Just last year, a bunch of them made that change. So it was only a question of time before Weird.
Well, let's be honest.
Did the same thing.
Even GW has free rules now, right? Not for 40K, but AOS is free.
Yeah.
Mind you, you can't play the game the way it is for free. But
how much would you have to pay for 4 pages of rules?
Well, the thing is, the 4 pages are useless without any of the books anyway.
Yes,
you can't,
for sure.
You can't play a functional game.
Yeah.
You can play something. They'll be rolling dice, and there might be a few laughs along the way, but it's not much of a game by itself.
No.
So, yeah. But really, I think GW is the only holdout. Like, 40K is the only mainstream big game that I can think of where the rules are not available for free.
Hmm.
Can you think of anything?
I don't know the other big one. Like, Flames of War, they're probably not free yet. Bolt Action, I don't think so either. But I'm not sure. I don't play those, so I don't follow them as closely.
Hmm.
But
See, I think big games, I don't think Bolt Action and Flames of War. Flames of War is huge, I know that, but I wish for about because I'm not historical.
Yeah, but
historically inclined.
If those are not big, there's not a lot left.
Well, War Machine. War Machine's free. Infinity's free.
War Machine, Infinity, but what's like bigger than Bolt Action and Flames of War? Except Malifaux, maybe? There's not a lot bigger than those. So,
yeah, true enough. I got us off topic there. Sorry about that. Next up, Anvil Industry, new Fallen Dwarves.
So those they are proxy models for Chaos Dwarf from Forge World, the old Chaos Dwarf from the old Fantasy Game Workshop Warhammer Fantasy fluff.
Are there AOS rules for Chaos Dwarfs?
They are from the first release, all the PDF that they transferred. there were the PDF for all the armies at first, so they have those. I don't know if they released anything after that.
Okay. Wargamma, the new Hive Regent.
That's a giant, monstrous creature that we all know it's a proximal for a Tyranids. You've seen that in person.
It is damn big.
Well, the stands approximately 12 inches tall. That's really big. You could compare it to maybe what a Warhound in size?
Yeah. About the size of a Warhound.
That's huge. And probably has a lot more prisoners because it's a six-legged kind of crab-like creature with living guns on his back. So probably takes a lot of space on the table.
I think the volume of model is quite large.
Yeah. So it's on pre-order shipping today. In fact, looking at that, so they have a starting price, a starting rebate of $20, but yep. I don't know if it will stay that way after today. So we can't guarantee it. Right now it's
$180 US.
Yeah.
And a regular list price is $200 US.
Yeah. So.
So worst case, you'll pay $200 US.
Yeah. It's not a big difference.
Which is about $4,000 Canadian right now, I think. So. Or seems like it whenever I buy something from the States anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Alkylate Miniatures. The Defeated, a 72mm diorama. Now this thing is sexy.
So, I have a blank. Who you compared that to before in the before we started recording?
Oh, Boromir.
Oh, yeah, but the dead scene from Boromir in the Fellowship of the Ring. It's think of that, but with a girl instead.
Yeah, it's an armored warrior woman who's been pincushioned.
Yeah. But really nice model, really nice sculpting. It's a big piece of. It's clearly a display piece for painting competition or for display.
Yeah, looks absolutely.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous model.
And for that size, the price is not too bad. It's
what's the pricing on it?
38 pounds.
Wow, so about $72 Canadian. Mm-hmm. That's really good. And right now it's got 10% rebate on it, which is nice too. So that'll save you about $10 Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. 65mm from knees to eye line.
And knees because she's kneeling. So.
Yeah, she's kneeling. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have about 8 arrows in you.
Yeah.
You have to stop and take a breather. Speaking of stopping and taking a breather, next up, Outlaw Miniatures. New Wildwest Exodus release, the Iron Horse Blazer.
So that's a Mercer model. It's one of their light support.
Light support.
Oh, that's what they called him. In that case, light support is a bit crazy because it has, what, 6 chain guns?
6 chain guns, yeah.
In the front. It's one of their... how do they call that? The Iron Horse?
The jet cycle things.
Yeah, jet cycle. That's a good name for it.
Well, they're like sleds. They're not like, I don't want people to think they're like floating like Space Marine jet bikes or whatever. They're they're like sleds that slide along on the sand, or the dirt. Rocket sleds. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But yeah, I think the sculptor should have stopped and taken a breather when he was sculpting this, you know, after the first 4 chain guns. I don't know if 6 was really required.
No, I don't think so either.
I can't wait to see what James Wapple takes on this model is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be awesome. In fact, I'm going to ping him right after the show and find out if he's gotten one yet to paint. All right. Next up. A model I can't really explain. The Forge World Solar Auxilia Surgeon Primus Evos Jovan and Medicai Orly.
Wow, they're part of their character series, which I think is mostly displayed, but they have rules for them. Anyway, so it's a surgeon and 2 acolytes working on like a field medic platform or something like that. It's 4 really nice sculpted models, but they they are expensive. It's almost £60 for 4 regular infantry models.
Now, I just noticed that the Surgeon General, or whatever his name is, the Surgeon Primus, has something that looks like a tech priest. What are they called?
Chain sword.
No, the arms. What are the arms called? The mechanical arms? Except instead of a hand at the end or a pincer, it's like a chainsaw. And if you look on his base, there's the leg of the guy that he's operating on, sitting on his base. That's pretty epic.
I saw that.
Okay, cool, Forge World gets a couple points for that. All right. So that finishes up all our non-crowdfunding stuff. Next up, Kickstarter and crowdfunding. First in line, Paranoid Miniatures, Mythos.
That's a tabletop horror skirmish game inspired by H.P. Lovecraft.
What isn't inspired by H.P. Lovecraft when it comes to horror?
Lately. But that one is straight from the fluff. It's based in Providence, Rhode Island. In the 1920s, you play what they call one of the factions, the Priors. I think I have the name right. Anyway, so there's three factions right now. A fourth one, the game is funded, and there's the first few stretch goals are to unlock a fourth one. So a bunch of different ones that, like, one are Custos, Cryptos, Faction Boxes, which are all strange insecty creatures. There's one of regular humans, another one of more like cursed beings.
Really? It's not cultists or something?
That's the free models.
That's the free models, the free cultist.
Yes. Yeah. The other faction are the hidden ones, so more like possessed people, I would say. In, like the third faction are clearly just insectoid monsters, but those are people who got transformed at various stages of transformation from the old ones.
Some interesting sculpts. I mean, I'm not big on Lovecraft.
I'm not either.
But there's some interesting sculpts in this. So.
Yeah,
it might be interesting for people to take a look at.
Yeah, one of the models from the Priory, Abigail Ansley. I really like her model. She would fit in Malifaux, I think. Definitely. Steamfitter Union or something like that.
And there's like a professor type guy too, who looks kind of cool. He's carrying a sword of some kind and wielding magic.
Yeah, he's the leader for the Priory faction.
Professor Zachary Lazarus. Well, certainly a prophetic name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that runs until May 15th?
Yep.
Next up, Irwin Metals. The Ral Partha's Chaos Wars Dwarf Undead Troglodyte Miniatures.
So, Iron Winds got all the old molds and right from the Ral Partha for years. And last year, they run a first Kickstarter re-release all the old sculpts for their elves, orcs, and goblins, which went successfully, and now they are releasing three new factions. And they're not just re-releasing all those, they are also adding a couple new sculpts, like they added Bear Cavalry, I think, for the dwarves. And there's so many options available. Everything is add-on, so it's simple. You have one simple pledge, and the rest you just pick and choose from all the over 200 different add-ons you want to pick from. I see some of those there, and I don't know if you remember, but I showed you some of my old undeads, like the first model I painted, and they have those for sale.
And some of these kits, I mean, let's face it, these models are old.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So they're not, you know, they're not super fancy, but for metal models, you know, if you look at the classic Chaos Wars basic starter set, which is a bunch of undead skeletons and like humanoid stuff, it's 52 metal miniatures, 12 dwarf axemen, 12 dwarf miners, 1 dwarf commander, 1 dwarf mage, 12 armored skeleton swordsmen, 12 skeleton archers, and 1 white commander, 1 lich. is $99.
Mm-hmm.
52 models in metal for $99. How'd you go wrong? Like, I don't think you're going to find any metal models for any less than that.
Oh, no, for sure.
That's nearly bones pricing.
Yeah, but in metal.
But in metal, exactly.
It's pretty incredible. The models are pretty small, though. We must remember that back then, the 28 millimeter scale was really true 28. It was not the Game Workshop. We are 32 millimeter heroics and still call them 28.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't know even if they're 28. The discussions I have are probably 25 and the 28.
Yeah, that's very true.
But still, it's cool.
Yeah, and it's very easy to get nostalgic about these models, at least for people our age.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Ironwind, I think, is best known probably for the Battletech miniatures they have, right? I think they still produce all the Battletech miniatures that Catalyst Game Lab uses for their games, yeah. Oh, Battletech. All right, and this runs until May 17th.
Yep, and they're already funded. They are three times
way over their goal,
so they're adding new stuff.
So apparently we're not the only ones that feel nostalgic.
I don't think so.
And last is Mirs Miniatures, Darklands, Mighty Monsters.
So Mirs are at their 9th Kickstarter funded for Darklands. And this one is for a bunch of new giant monsters and beasts to go in the game. So
very cool sculpts. You know, yeah. This could be the nicest sculpts you ever back on Kickstarter, but never see.
Oh, you will see some of them, I'm sure. It will just take some time.
Yeah. But like we were discussing before the show, they've had some long production times for previous Kickstarters.
Yeah. Like they run 8 previous Kickstarter for Darklands. Only 2-3 of those are fully fulfilled.
Yeah.
A bunch of the 2 of those are almost completely done, so it's probably some, like they say 95%, so it's probably some edge case where like creator back or something model. Like that.
Well, yeah. It's probably maybe a certain mold there's a problem with, so they have to go back to retool or resculpt.
Yeah, probably something like that. So you'll see those. You'll see them one day. It just takes a while, and they have so many ongoing projects that I would be not afraid to pledge, but consider maybe not pledging fully and pledge a bit and wait to see how the project goes and maybe buy the rest at retail after, if it comes out.
So I was just thinking of other giant monster Kickstarters that have not gone so well in terms of fulfillment. So, you know, at least Mirs Miniatures is not alone. There's other well-known Kickstarters that also have had fulfillment issues, so for the same scale of big bad monsters.
Yes.
I think it's always whenever you're dealing with large sculpts like that, there's, you know, something goes wrong, it takes forever to get it fixed. It's a lot of work. Anyway, so that Kickstarter runs, like I said, till May 10th. And I think that's it for this week.
Yes, it is.
One final note, because I'm going away on business, I don't know when we're going to release our next episode. So I'm going to do a little shout out in the news. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
So I just want to give a shout out to our sometimes co-host, all the time friend, Yom Lemeshin, for being featured in this month's Figure Painter magazine. He snuck in with his Extreme Warp Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very sexy model, and he did a fantastic job. And if people would like to see that model in person, I believe he's going to be entering it at Figure in Quebec, isn't he?
He is, yes.
So, that'll be awesome. Looking forward to seeing that close-up. And I know the owner of that model, because that model is a commission piece, is very, very very excited and very proud that his model was featured. So, it's pretty neat. So, congratulations, Yom. Job well done. Don't let it go to your head. On that note, I think we're done for this week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.